My name's Mick. I'm the team leader here, the vicar here. And I'm just going to share a little thought for Easter Day. Then we've got a fantastic song to sing at the end. And then we're off for our, whatever you're going to have for lunch. So I was thinking, a thought for Easter, something traditional. Where would I find that? What is a British Easter like? And I went to the manual, which is this. The Radio Times. That's the 1924 edition. I wasn't here when that was printed, but I thought, I'll go to the Radio Times. Anybody here get the Radio Times? Put your hand up if you're still... Ah, it's dying off. My wife gets it because she loves the puzzles in it. But it's very... This is where you go for tradition, because the Radio Times is the official organ of the BBC. I've no idea what that means, but I thought it was quite humorous, but obviously it went down not very well here this morning. And so the Radio Times used to have on its front cover at Easter something Christian, okay? And so what I did, I went back to the late, I did a lot of work on this, the late 90s, the covers of the Radio Times on the late 90s, a long time ago I know for some, and this is the Christian traditional front cover we had here. Here we are. We had eggs we had, and chicks. And then this bizarre picture of Andy Peters breaking out of an egg with a tennis racket in his hand. Very progressive, the Radio Times. And then it was the millennium. They're all millennials, other people. But the millennium, and I thought, this is it. 2,000 years after the birth of Jesus. The Easter of the first Easter, and this is what we got. We got a boy stood next to a tree. I have no idea what the heck that is about. But then we got this one, even more bizarre. Happy Easter. We had pigs. It was chicks. And then we moved on to pigs. And then they fired this creative designer because he got no idea what he was doing. And they went back to something more traditional. And this is what we got. A rabbit. Hey, come on, we're getting there. Then it's 2010. We're in this decade. This is it. And this is what we got in this decade. Rabbits. And then this year's Radio Times front cover. This is it now. No messing, no little tennis rackets or anything like that. In your face at Easter. Here we go. It's a rabbit. It's a rabbit. Don't you just love the Easter rabbit? No. This is Easter, folks, in Britain today. Anyway, I was thinking, what makes a happy Easter for us today? Question mark, what makes a happy Easter? Well, many years ago, when I was a curate. A curate is a trainee vicar. And so part of my job was to do assemblies in schools. Now, having said that, I would much rather preach in front of 1,000 people than stand in front of 300 year 11s. It is a daunting task indeed. I was up all night praying, seeking the Lord. But I used to go into junior schools, our local junior school. I was asked to go in and do the assembly in our local junior school, and I was asked to go and see the planning committee, made up of the deputy head and some teachers. This is a junior school. And so I went in. They said, what are you thinking of doing, Mick? I said, well, I was thinking of doing something on the cross. Nah, don't like the cross. We're not sure about the cross. Bit scary, the cross, you know, hanging on it. No, okay. Well, what about the resurrection, I said? What about Jesus coming to life? Well, a bit iffy, the resurrection. Man coming back from the dead, scary. We don't think that's a good idea. Okay. Well, what about a miracle, said I. What about a miracle? Feeding the fire? I could do something like that. No. Because the parents are going to be at this assembly. The parents might be worried. Miracles are a bit weird. Because we know they didn't really happen. So we don't want it. So you don't want the cross. You don't want the resurrection. You don't want a miracle. What were you thinking about? And they said this. Well, what we're thinking about is something to do with maybe the Easter Bunny, or maybe something like chickens, new life bursting forth from an egg, or maybe something to do with like Easter bonnets. And so I wrote down in my book, this is what I wrote down in my book. I think this will come up now. Bunnies, birds and bonnets. I wrote down in my little, I've still got it. I took it out and framed it. That's what they were asking me to do. Bunnies, birds and bonnets. So it came the Easter assembly. I stood in front of a full room of parents and children. And I talked about the cross of Jesus. And I talked about the empty tomb on the Sunday. And the staff were looking slightly worried. And I said, it's a miracle. Jesus is alive. It's a miracle. Jesus is alive. However, on that first Easter morning, outside the tomb were some rabbits. And coming up quickly behind the rabbits were a group of chicks. And all of them were wearing an Easter bonnet. Anyway, it was the last time I tried that with the year 11s. It did not go down very well, Easter bonnets. But bunnies, birds and bonnets seems to be, in our culture, what Easter is about. And sometimes we're a little confused about what Easter is about. But there's another truth about Easter. This one I want to leave you with this Easter day. It's another B, and it's breakthrough. Because on Easter day, and this is why it's a happy Easter, there was a breakthrough. In a way, we'll never fully understand in our lives. We understand little glimpses of it, but there's a breakthrough. God breaks through into history. And the Bible actually tells us this. It says, I think this will come up on the screen, why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He's not here, but raised up. And that's what Christians believe. Christians believe the truth of that statement. That's the Bible story tells us, that Jesus is no longer dead. He was put in a tomb, a grave, but some miraculous way, he said he would, he wasn't in that grave anymore. He broke through and was raised up. And on Good Friday, if you were here, we showed a little video clip of what children thought Easter was about. And we paused it. So I'm going to show you now. We're going to take it from the Thursday of Holy Week and what the children thought about the Last Supper. And then some little clips of them, how they saw Easter and how this break, how they saw these children see this breakthrough that Jesus is no longer dead but alive. This lasts maybe a minute and a half. Let's just bring the lights down and watch this. I love that video. And actually, just as I bring this into land, then we're going to sing a final song. This breakthrough is really important for us to understand, whether we're grown-ups or we're little children. Because this breakthrough shows this. We've no need to have a question mark about Easter and why, what a happy Easter is. It's not bunnies, although we like them, and it's not chicks, or we like those, and it's not bonnets. It's nothing to do with Easter chocolate eggs, although we do like those as well, and I will enjoy some later today. But there's a deeper meaning which we've lost and forgotten about in our nation. We've forgotten about it in our schools. We don't tell our children anymore about our faith. We've forgotten about it completely. We don't pass the story on, which is what the children were doing on that video. Because the breakthrough says this, that love, which is on the cross here, love beats hate every time. And we watch the news, and our children watch the news, and our little ones do, and they pick it up. They pick up what they see. And actually, we need to let them know, and we would know, that no matter how much we see on the news about hatred and this evil that we see, love wins every single time. And we need to let our kids know that. That's why Jesus came. His love on the cross overcame the hatred that put him on the cross. And it's the same today. And also, his love not only beats hate, it beats, this is so important, fear. On the video, when that little girl said, because he doesn't want us to be scared. He comes and helps us. And I think fear is a big thing in our country today. We're fearful of Brexit, dare I mention it even. But people are scared and worried about their futures and about their children. I spoke to someone in Holy Week, a lady who came with her children, I don't know if you're here this morning, and I said, how are you? And she said this, that I'm okay. I must admit, I do get worried about our future and for my children. Well, Easter Day says this, that love, the love of God, beats fear. We are not to be scared. It may be about our future, maybe about our health. Maybe you've been suffering from illness, or you know someone who is, or you're fearful about whatever it is. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. Not a little bit of fear, but all fear. And the love of Jesus on Easter Day breaks through. The breakthrough says now to us this morning, you don't have to fear and be scared about anything. In that moment of feeling scared, and this is for our kids as well listening this morning, children as well as grown-ups, in that moment you feel scared, that's when you say, Jesus, you remember that picture on the screen? Put your arm around me. You are here. You are alive. I can't see you physically, but I know you're here. Your spirit, your presence is with me. Would you help me through this moment? And the big one is this. It beats hate and fear, but love on Easter Day beats death. Every one of us in this room, in this church today, and there's 500 plus of us, all of us will face death. And it's a funny thing when kids are here, but it's good they hear this. We live a life here, and then we don't. But actually, for Christians, this is a truth. And again, we've forgotten to tell our nation this and our people this, that this is not the end. The Bible says that the you that makes you you, when Christ is in your life, when you are a Christian, will live on forever. The you that makes you you lives into eternity. And the you that makes you you will meet again the them that makes them them. The people you love. The people who love Christ will be with you. What does it look like, Mick? Well, we don't know fully, but we do know it's true. We know it's true. We know it's true. And that is our faith. And so we've no need to fear death. As a vicar, I've prayed with lots of people who have been fearful of death. And actually, at the moment of death, I've prayed with them. And the joy I've seen when I've held their hand and said, you've no need to be frightened of death. God is with you now. Christ died and rose again. You will live into eternity if you trust him. And what a wonderful message that is for the church to give to our nation. Today, why not over the lunch table as you cut into your roast lamb and eat your eggs or have your McDonald's, whatever's your want on Easter Day? Wouldn't it be good to say, thank you, Jesus, that your love beats hate, beats fear, and has beaten death? That's why, dear friends, we can, like the early disciples, you remember on the video, they were so happy when they saw him. We too can be happy. It's Mr. Happy. I was going to put a Mr. Sad on, changing to Mr. Happy, and I thought, I haven't got time for Mr. Sad. It's Mr. Happy, children. That's right. Mr. Happy. We can be happy because of what Jesus has done for us on Easter Day.